Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Josh was out at our house from Herb Electric, taking a look, updating our security system. And if you see Josh Barnhart, the other great folks at Herb Electric, tell them Dimitri said, hey, he gave us some suggestions. We're going to take his suggestions. Josh at Herb Electric was wonderful. It's a great company. It really is. I'm very proud to have them as my clients and do personal endorsements for them, and so many others as well. I'm a very, very lucky guy. Donald Trump is cleaning up the deep state, and he is giving you, he's pulling back the curtain to give you a better sense of how horrible everything has been there, and the media won't tell you any of this stuff. But Donald Trump will. This is about the Kennedy Center. Remember the Kennedy Center? Well, remember. Kennedy Center is in D.C. It's this big auditorium that they have different acts, and they honor them, and they get LGBTQ rainbow type of medals and ribbons and this, that, and the other. It's all very leftist, all very politically correct and all that. Donald Trump goes in there, takes a look at the Kennedy Center, and says it's really quite a dump. Really quite a dump. And everyone in the media and everyone in D.C. knows this. But they don't want to tell you, because then you'll realize that the deep state is this horrible, rotting thing that has to be addressed. And so Donald Trump is actually doing that. Here's his take on the Kennedy Center. Again, you're not getting this anywhere else. You're not getting this anywhere else. I will bet you your last dollar that virtually everything that I shared with you this morning, you could not or did not get anywhere else. Certainly here in the Upper Ohio Valley with the dying useless newspapers, a billionaire Bob, the publisher, billionaire, I mean, he inherited the money, of course, and these two failing TV stations, which used to be good. They both used to be good. They really did. But now it's just, I mean, it's essentially, it's unwatchable. And it's really unwatchable. Anyway, Donald Trump, the Kennedy Center. Here's the truth about the Kennedy Center.
Thank you very much. We're here to have our first board meeting, Kennedy Center, and it's in tremendous disrepair, as is a lot of the rest of our country, most of it because of bad management. This is a shame, what I've watched and witnessed. They spent a fortune, $250 million, and they built these rooms that nobody's going to use, rooms underground. And I've often wondered, what are the big cubes that they have outside that block the view? They're cubes with a door in them, so that people can get down to rooms that nobody's going to use. And it's a shame. It's a shame. The other thing is, I'm going to have a little problem with some people that work here. We had Lee Greenwood wanted to sing a little song today, and because of the cost in the union structure, for him to sing a song just for the board, just a board meeting, it was going to cost $30,000. That doesn't sound too good. They wanted $30,000 to move a piano. So you can't have that. So we're gonna fix it up. But it's really emblematic of our country. But the Kennedy Center, if you look at the columns outside, you look at, I mean, they're supposed to be covered by something, whether it's marble or whatever, granite. They were never covered. They were painted. But bringing it to more modern times, a lot of money's been given to it, and the money has not been properly spent. They built rooms underground with no windows, no nothing, that will not be used ever. You're not going to have people use them. It's such a waste of money, such a terrible waste, but we'll bring it back, we'll make it great again. But it is so much like what I'm witnessing in other places. We have open borders, we have men playing in women's sports. It's all the same thing. It's all the same mentality and thinking. So I'm very disappointed when I look around. The bottom line, it has tremendous potential, and we'll work with Congress. As you know, it's a very public facility, and we'll do what has to be done. We'll be having a meeting with the Speaker in the not-too-distant future. I think it's important to save this structure in this building.
There you have it. That's what's really going on. Media will not tell you any of this stuff. Thing is a dump. They've wasted God knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars on rooms that nobody can use. because, of course, that was just graft and corruption. It's just their way of paying off their buddies. And just build something, nobody will use it, here's the money. It's all rigged. That's why the Democrats and a lot of establishment Republicans hate Trump so much, and they call him an existential threat because he's pulling back the curtain. It's all rigged. The fix is in. Everybody is profiting from it who's part of the deep state. Trump, I mentioned this earlier, he made a statement, and I'm going to share this with you now again because we have a lot of new listeners. Not everybody listens for the full 2 hours. Obviously, they should, but sometimes they have other things that, you know, they think are more important. Oh, I've got to take my kid to school, or oh, I've got to go to work. It's like, shut up. Just listen to me for 2 hours. Rearrange your life around me, frankly. Anyway, here's Donald Trump's statement regarding these judges. And in fact, this one judge, Boasberg or something like that, who is so compromised, family members who are making God knows how many millions off of the money laundering scheme with U.S. aid, and he was trying to get the plane to that was taking the criminal elements, the criminal gangs from Venezuela, sending them to a prison in El Salvador. I think El Salvador, one of those countries that separate the South America from North America. There are several of them there, and there's a canal there, and that little sliver between North America and South America. There's this sliver, and there's some countries there. One of those countries has a prison, quite an impressive prison. Anyway, the plane was taking the Venezuelan drug gangs to this, and the judge, this liberal Trump-hating judge, whose family has been profiting off of U.S. aid, the money laundering scheme, said, well, you got to turn the plane around and go back, that a judge can now order the president of the United States to stop protecting us from these drug gangs from Venezuela. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so Trump makes this statement. This radical left lunatic of a judge, a troublemaker and agitator who was sadly appointed by, of course, Barack Hussein Obama, was not elected president. He didn't win the popular vote by a lot. He didn't win all seven swing states. He didn't win 2,750 to 525 counties. He didn't win anything. I won for many reasons in an overwhelming mandate, but fighting illegal immigration may have been the number one reason for this historic victory. I'm just doing what the voters wanted me to do. This judge, like many of the crooked judges I'm forced to appear before, should be impeached. Impeached, by the way, all uppercase, followed by, count them, not one, not two, but three exclamation points, three. We don't want vicious, violent, and demented criminals. Many of them are deranged murderers. We don't want them in our country. Make America great again, and again, followed by three exclamation points. Donald Trump, very serious about this. So good for him. Hopefully they'll be impeached. I doubt it. But the next best thing would be for Congress to simply eliminate the 10th district, the one in the Capitol? I think it's called the 10th district. Anyway, there's a way to rearrange the deck chairs to essentially eliminate that whole thing, which I hope someday that they do. So there's that. Update regarding my story of the massive crater-like potholes at what I believe is the most dangerous street in Belmont County because of the number of cars. It connects a national road right by a cross street from Whiteside, right by Sheets to Aldi's. The street is, I think it's called Addy Way. It's owned by a private developer, and I documented everything that I said yesterday after the show. I went there. I took pictures, the massive potholes. They're unbelievable. I mean, honestly, they're unbelievable. Missing lights. There are different bases that should have light posts or towers. I'm not sure of the terminology here, with lights. Two of them don't even have the towers, and of course, obviously, no lights there as well. This is so dangerous. It is just a question of time, I fear, until one of these massive potholes, which is part of Addy Way connecting with National Road, ends up causing a major accident. And, God help us if it's a school bus or whatever, Anyway, so I documented everything. I took all the pictures. Everything is posted. You can see it for yourself if you don't believe me. Go to Facebook, and it's Dmitri Vassilaris. Dmitri is spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Picture a cyclops, and then a second cyclops, and then a third cyclops. The last name is Vassilaris. It rhymes with Assilaris, except you add a V to ass, and you get Vassilaris, so there's that. All right, fine. So take a look at it. See it for yourself if you don't believe me. And apparently nothing's being done about this. This guy, according to the county's auditor website, some guy out of Portsmouth, Ohio, some developer, who apparently, based on at least my observations, my experiences with this street, which I suspect is the most dangerous in Belmont County, doesn't appear to give a rat's ass about any of us here and our safety. The potholes, the paint's all gone for the lanes. You know there's supposed to be three lanes there? And if you didn't know that, God help you, trying to figure out where am I supposed to go in order to turn left. I mean, do I stay in this lane to go straight ahead and turn right? It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And it's not Sheets' fault because it's the developer. It's the developer. Sheets is on one side, CVS on the other side. It goes back to Aldi's. It's terrible. It's all right there. I took pictures of everything. You can see all of it for yourself. All right, next. I love my clients. Dmitri 2020 LLC. I do personal endorsements for top quality businesses, but only top quality businesses. Most of the time, people come to me and say, hey, can you do a personal endorsement for me? I said, no. Conflict of interest or I can't say this to them. But your business just isn't good enough for me to do a personal endorsement. And most of the time, I'm turning them down. I really am. Because I have the standard. Because, you know, my brand is everything. You know, if I tell you it's a company is great and it's not great, what are you going to think of me? That's why Serena Heckathorn and Bridgeport Equipment and Tool and Herb Electric and Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Well, this is another one. This is ECM Energy Services. ECM, as in excellent career money, ECM. They are looking for top quality drivers. And by the way, OTR, if you're an over-the-road driver and you want to make at least $100,000 a year with any overtime, $125,000 a year, and here's the key, and you want to be home every night, ECM Energy Services is for you. They are looking for top quality drivers, real professionals. ECM Energy Services has more than 2 million miles injury-free. They have the newest Peterbilts, the newest Peterbilt 589s. They spent more than $7 million on them. They are looking for top quality people to be their drivers. And again, you are home every night. ECM Energy Services. They're on Facebook. Here's the phone number, 724-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. They're also looking for top quality ground traffic controllers. If you are looking for not just a great gig, but a career with exceptional benefits working for an exceptional company with lots of advancement opportunities, ECM Energy Services. Tell them Dmitri sent you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
And the
nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.